The following shiurim were given by Rabbi Gershon Naftin as part of the daily shiur of Nyanigul Mashiach in Yeshiva Slabavitch, Cincinnati. The next series, which we are going to be beginning now, is more of a controversial series. Controversial in the way that there are many, many machlokesim connected to it, and there's not a lot of definite conclusions about the subjects that we're going to learn about. The two main parts of this series are going to be the controversial Mashiach ben Yosef, this person that's spoken about in different places, the Mashiach ben Yosef. And we're also going to speak a little bit about the war of Gog and Magog, which officially, according to the sources, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die while fighting the wars of Gog and Magog. So we have to first know who Mashiach ben Yosef is, what makes him who he is, why does he have to exist, will he exist, the Gog and Magog, what is this war all about, what will happen then, will it happen, has it happened, so on and so forth. There are a lot of different details from different Nevi'im, which we are going to learn together. Different Rishonim, different Achronim that we are going to learn together. But as an introduction, we have to keep a few things in mind. The first thing we have to keep in mind is what Reb Sadia Goyin said. Reb Sadia Goyin wrote a Sefer Emunis V'Deis. So, in Emunis V'Deis, Chelek Ches, he writes a very interesting thing. He says that this that it speaks about Mashiach ben Yosef, it doesn't have to happen. In other words, the fact that you're going to believe that Mashiach is coming and you don't necessarily have seen a Mashiach ben Yosef, it doesn't have to be. Why? Because Mashiach ben Yosef is connected with the wars of Gog and Magog. And he says, Lav Davka does that have to happen either. In other words, he says like this, if Yidin are not in a good spiritual state, so then the Abish is going to have to push us to do tshuva. So there's going to have to be wars before Mashiach. So you're going to have a Mashiach ben Yosef to fight those wars. However, if Yidin are in a matzav of zochu, if Yidin are in a good spiritual state, so then we don't need any more this extra encouragement or these extra incentives from the Eibishter to do tshuva, namely the different wars and milchames that are connected with Bias of Mashiach. So, therefore, Mashiach ben David, the Mashiach that we're waiting for, he can come straight and take us out of Golos. We don't need to have this person, Mashiach ben Yosef. In addition, B'negei the milchama of Gog and Magog, one of the Talmidei of Baal Shem Tov, who was from the big Goyim of his time, he goes by the name of his sefer, Shem Mishmuel. Was a big Goyim. And the Baal HaMechaber of the sefer was the Sochetshev Rebbe, the Reb Shmuel of Sochetshev. So he writes in his sefer, Shem Mishmuel, in Parshas Vayigash, and he brings it down. Obviously, from the Baal Shem Tov, he was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, and he says that the fact that this Golos was so long, it's going on so much long, and from the time of the Baal Shem Tov till now is another 300 years, so we don't need any other milchames. The length of the Golos takes away the other need of other things. In other words, the Eibishter, if he wanted to have all these wars, that's if Golos was going to be a short time. So if it's going to be short, it's going to be intense. Like we find that the Eibishter told Avram that Yidin are going to be Mitzrayim for 400 years. In reality, they were only there 210 years. So what happened? Didn't the Eibishter say he's going to be there 400 years? And the Pleyomamish, they were only there for 210. So there are many different answers. One of the answers is that it started from it started from Yitzchak's being born, Ebershad Rachmanis. And there are other answers, but one of the answers given is the fact that being that Golos Mitzrayim was so intense, so the intensity of the Golos made up for the length of the Golos. Being that it was so strong, it was so bad, so it like made up, they lived their years in a shorter amount of time. The Eibishter had a certain amount of pain that he felt would be inflicted on Bnei Yisrael. And he expected it to be spread over 400 years. They encapsulated it in 210 years, so therefore they're able to go on early. So he says like this, being that we had such a long Golos already, so we don't need that intense pain of Goyim and Magog. We don't need all these Muhammads that all these things that to be going on. And the fact that it was so long, we may not have Goyim and Magog, and we don't need to have the whole trauma of Mashiach ben Yosef. So we are going to learn all about the Makaris and the stories and the Midrashim and the Nevi'im that speak about Mashiach ben Yosef and speak about Goyim and Magog. But I don't want anyone's emunah in the imminent arrival of Mashiach to be a little shaken or weakened, because this thing is lav dafki, doesn't necessarily have to happen the way it says. And being that we are a long galus, and like Deva says, we're in a matzav of zachu, so therefore we don't need to come on to all these ketrugim, we don't need to come on to all these things.